Chapter 5. Before you drive. Before you drive, take time to assess your trip, especially if driving in hazardous weather. If traveling Arkansas roadways, you can contact the Arkansas State Highway and Transportation Department for current road conditions. Contact toll-free 800-245-1672 or local 501-569-2374 for the latest recorded information on weather-related road conditions. Inspecting your vehicle. Take a moment before you drive to check the safety of your vehicle. A vehicle in poor operating condition is unsafe and could cause you to become disabled along the roadside or even cause an accident. Vehicles in substandard operating condition may not respond well to a driver's reaction in an emergency situation or collision. A vehicle in good operating condition will always provide a greater margin for safe driving. Follow these safety tips for inspecting your vehicle. Vehicle seats. Since the risk zone for driver airbags is the first 2 to 3 inches of inflation, placing yourself 10 inches from your driver airbag provides you with a clear margin of safety. This distance is measured from the center of the steering wheel to your breastbone. If you now sit less than 10 inches away, you can change your driving position in several ways. Move your seat to the rear as far as you can while still reaching the pedals comfortably. Slightly recline the back of the seat. Although vehicle designs vary, many drivers can achieve the 10-inch distance, even with the driver's seat all the way forward, simply by reclining the back of the seat somewhat. If reclining the back of your seat makes it hard to see the road, raise yourself by using a firm, non-slippery cushion, or raise the seat if your vehicle has that feature. If your steering wheel is adjustable, tilt it downward. This points the airbag toward your chest instead of your head and neck. Vehicle mirrors. Good visual search habits require proper positioning and use of mirrors located inside and outside a vehicle. Mirrors should be properly adjusted to detect objects and not for determining the position of other vehicles. Adjust your rear view and side mirrors before you start driving. Using the settings below, you can see what is directly behind your vehicle with the inside mirror, and you can see directly into spaces adjacent to each of the vehicle's rear corners by using the side mirrors. 1. Inside mirror. Adjust the inside mirror so you can see the entire rear window from the driver's seat. You should have to move only your eyes, not your head, when using this mirror. Drivers 6 feet tall or taller may find it helpful to reposition the mirror upside down, if possible. This usually raises the bottom edge of the mirror about 1 to 2 inches and can substantially reduce a major blind area to the front for tall drivers. 2. Side view mirrors. To adjust the driver's side view mirror, place your head against the left side window and set the mirror so you can just barely see the side of the car in the mirror's right side. To adjust the passenger's side view mirror, position your head so that it is just above the center console. Set the mirror so you can just barely see the side of the car in the left side of the mirror. If the vehicle is not equipped with movable mirror adjustment controls, you may need assistance when properly positioning this mirror. Any missing or damaged mirror, which obstructs your view, should be replaced. Drivers should remember objects may appear closer than the view in the mirror and mirrors do not display objects in blind spots. To properly check your blind spots, one should glance over the shoulder in the direction in which the vehicle is moving. Braking system. Only manufactured brakes can properly stop a vehicle. Your brakes should be in good working condition. If you suspect brake problems, you should take your vehicle to a licensed mechanic for an inspection. There are certain indicators to help alert you of a potential brake issue. 1. A noise from underneath the vehicle when the brake pedal is depressed. 2. Foul smell during heavy braking. 3. Depressing the brake pedal with little or any braking action. Lights. Inspect turn signals, brake lights, tail lights and headlights for good operating condition. To check your vehicle lights, turn them on from inside your vehicle, step outside the vehicle and look for any non-working lights. When inspecting your brake lights, you will need a partner to depress the brake while you inspect the rear of your vehicle for red lights on each side. Windshield and wipers. The windshield of your car ensures your safety while driving, but it is also prone to chips and cracks. Damaged glass can break more easily in a minor collision or when an object hits the windshield. you should replace or repair damaged windshields as soon as possible. Wiper blades should be replaced every 6 months to a year or as soon as you notice a difference in driving visibility. When wiper blades no longer make proper contact with the windshield surface, they can begin to squeak, chatter, skip, smear or streak, reducing driving visibility. Use the guide below to help determine if your windshield is safe. Rule. Inspect for and reject if 1. Glass in the windshield, side or rear window areas is damaged to the extent that the driver's view to the front left, right or rear of the vehicle is obscured. 2. Not equipped with safety glass in all doors, windows and windshields after July 1, 1951. 3. More than one crack or other visual impairment present in an 8-inch wide area running horizontally through the center of the windshield that falls under the wiper area on the driver's side. Exception to this rule. Vehicle identification stickers such as used by military brass, hospitals, factories and schools may be displayed in the lower portion of the windshield so long as it does not obscure vision. Tires. Tire safety depends on maintaining proper tire pressure, observing tire and vehicle load limits, not carrying more weight in your vehicle than your tires or vehicle can safely handle, avoiding road hazards, and inspecting tires for cuts, slashes, and other irregularities. These are the most important things you can do to avoid tire failure, such as tread separation or blowout and flat tires. These actions, along with other care and maintenance activities, can also improve vehicle handling. Help protect you and others from avoidable breakdowns and accidents. Improve fuel economy. Increase the life of your tires. Properly maintained tires improve the steering, stopping, traction, and load-carrying capability of your vehicle. Underinflated tires and overloaded vehicles are a major cause of tire failure. In order to avoid flat tires and other types of tire failure, you should maintain proper tire pressure, observe tire and vehicle load limits, avoid road hazards, and regularly inspect your tires. The recommended tire inflation pressure that vehicle manufacturers provide reflects the proper psi when a tire is cold. The term cold does not relate to the outside temperature. Rather, a cold tire is one that has not been driven on for at least 3 hours. When you drive, your tires get warmer, causing the air pressure within them to increase. Therefore, to get an accurate tire pressure reading, you must measure tire pressure when the tires are cold or compensate for the extra pressure in warm tires. The tire tread provides gripping action and traction that prevent your vehicle from slipping or sliding, especially when the road is wet or icy. In general, tires are not safe and should be replaced when the tread is worn down to 1/16th of an inch. Tires have built-in tread wear indicators that let you know when it is time to replace your tires. These indicators are raised sections spaced intermittently in the bottom of the tread grooves. When they appear even with the outside of the tread, it is time to replace your tires. Another method for checking tread depth is to place a penny in the tread with Lincoln's head upside down and facing you. If you can see the top of Lincoln's head, you are ready for new tires. Steering system. If the steering system is not working properly, it may be difficult to control the direction of the vehicle. Any steering system that does not move when the steering wheel is first turned may need to be checked by a mechanic. Suspension system. The suspension system aids in controlling the vehicle and allows for a more comfortable ride over road surfaces. Use these tips for determining a bad suspension system. 1. Car rides roughly. Shocks or struts are wearing out when they begin to feel every bump in the road, or when every bump causes the vehicle to bounce. 2. Drifting or pulling during turns. When your suspension system is failing, you will feel the vehicle drift or pull when you are turning. 3. Dips or nosedives. When stopping, when the shocks are worn out, you are likely to feel the vehicle body lurching forward and downward nose first when you apply the brakes firmly. This can affect your ability to stop the car quickly. A bad suspension can increase stop time by up to 20%. 4. Uneven tire treads. Take a look at your tires. If you notice the tread is wearing down unevenly on your tires, or if you notice balding spots, this is often a symptom that the suspension isn't holding the car evenly, and therefore putting uneven amounts of pressure on the tires. 5. Damaged, Oily shocks. If shocks or struts look greasy or oily, they could be leaking fluid. Therefore, they aren't working properly. 6. The bounce test with the car in park. Press down on the front of the vehicle with all your weight, bounce it a few times, then release. Repeat at the rear of the vehicle. If the car continues to rock or bounce more than 2 to 3 times after you release it, the suspension is wearing out. Exhaust system. The exhaust system removes toxic gases from the engine and aids in the reduction of noise from the engine and helps cool the hot gases from the running engine. Fumes from a leaky exhaust can cause death in a very short time. Never allow the engine to idle in your garage or enclosed area without an open window. During the winter, it is a good idea to occasionally open a window and allow fresh air to fill the cabin of the vehicle, which will reduce any risk of toxic exhaust fumes filtering into the moving vehicle. Engine. An engine not properly maintained may lose power needed for routine driving or in a worst-case scenario, when the driver needs power to avoid an imminent crash or emergency. Poorly maintained engines also tend to start less easily, offer less than acceptable fuel economy and pollute the environment. Always follow the prescribed procedures for routine maintenance found in the Vehicle Owner, Operator Handbook. Loose objects. Make sure that there are no packages or other objects on the rear shelf or back seat that could strike you or a passenger on the head in the event of a sudden stop or crash. Make sure there are no objects on the floor that could roll under the brake pedal, preventing the brake from operating at its maximum effectiveness. Horn. The horn is an important safety device that warns other drivers and could save your life. Your horn should always be in working condition. Keeping your field of vision clean and clear. It is important that the driver's view, through all windows of the vehicle, remains free from objects and there is a clear field of vision for the driver to see the rearview mirror and both side view mirrors. Likewise, your headlights and warning lights should also be clear of dirt and debris. Here are a few tips for maintaining a clean and clear view. 1. Keep the windshield clean. Bright sun or headlights on a dirty windshield make it difficult to see. Carry liquid cleaner and a paper or cloth towel to clean your windshield when necessary. 2. Keep your window washer bottle full. Use antifreeze wash when the temperature may fall below freezing. 3. The inside surface of the window should not be overlooked. Keep the inside window surfaces clean, especially if anyone has been smoking in the vehicle. Smoking causes a film to build up on the interior glass. 4. Never try to drive with snow, ice, or frost on the exterior windows. Clear the front, side, and back windows before you drive. 5. Do not hang items from your mirror or clutter up the view through the windshield with decals. These items could block a portion of your view. 6. Keep the headlights, backup lights, brake lights, and taillights clean. Dirt on the lenses can cut the effectiveness of the lights by as much as 50%. Routine safety check before driving. Outside the vehicle. Check around the vehicle for obstacles that might interfere with its safe movement. Check the driveway, parking area, or street for children or other pedestrians. Several hundred children are killed annually by vehicles backing up. Inspect the headlights, windshield, side and rear windows, turn signals, brake lights, and taillights. If necessary, clean and replace items that are broken or not working properly. Visually inspect your tires for obvious signs of a problem and notice which direction the front wheels are pointed. Check tire pressures at least once each month, because visual inspection alone may not reveal an improperly inflated tire. Check under the vehicle for fluid leaks. Inside the vehicle. Look inside the vehicle before entering, especially the back seat, to improve your safety and protect yourself against carjacking.